Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Bucky like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Shout out to the mighty Who That Nation. We in this thing representing the Sports Coma, the great Saint Tank Tank. Big ups to the Sports Coma family, the mighty Who That Nation. We up in this thing. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in this late edition of the Coma. Big ups to the fam. Much love to everybody. We up in this thing. Shout out to the fam, man. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, I just not too long got off the Pelican post game report. Pelicans went down to the Heat, man. We here representing the Saints. Some news and notes, a lot of news to talk about in terms of the Saints. As you can see on screen currently, I have the overthecap.com salary cap space issues we talking about with the Saints. And of course, you see $4.2 million after the Saints made a few moves. And we'll cover that. And we'll also get into the offseason preview primer of what we're looking ahead for as the Saints start shaking and baking to try to make some stuff happen. Of course, we talked ad nauseum about some of the additions of the staff that the Saints have added. We talked about that in the previous streams as they go to totally revamp their offensive side of the ball. As Dennis Allen said, listen, I got the defense. I'm going to change it up for 20 years of Sean Payton's rhetoric or his style of play. We're going to bring in Clint Kubiak, and he'll bring that fantastic San Francisco 49ers offense. So he'll attempt to install a version of that in New Orleans, and we'll see how it all responds. So, man, it's a lot of stuff going on. So shout out to the fam. I want to thank everybody, man, for all of the great birthday wishes as well. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all. That boy alone, brother Josh, Dana, the Queens up in here. Much love to Dana and the rest of the fam. Edward, what's happening, fam? Brother Gundam, shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you. So how we looking 2024, bro? We looking kind of desperate, brother. That's only one word to describe the Saints move going into year number three under Dennis Allen. It's a bit of desperation going on here as the Saints have been outside of the playoff door or outside the playoff home for some time. We've been looking from the outside of the house, man. We're trying to get inside of there to compete for something greater than just getting 9 wins in a 9 playoff year. So we're trying to break that stupid 9 playoff streak of 3 years with this year, and we'll see what the Saints have dealt up. But pretty much the same thing. We're going to go over several articles. We're going to talk about this, and then, of course, I'm going to kind of do a live reaction to an interview Dennis Allen did the other day with some guys from NFL.com. So anyway, shout out to you, brother Gundam. BJ, what's up, fam? Pelican Nola. Pammy, shout out to you, Queen. Good to see you up in this thing, brother Slim. Antoinette, what's popping, Queen? Good to see you in the building. G-Fly, much love. Appreciate you. OG Jerry, shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you being in here as well. Big ups to the fam. King Morrison's in this thing. You know, I got to give a shout out to the entire Who Dat Nation, man. We appreciate y'all for being there. Bronze, I see you, fam. Much love to you. Appreciate you as well. Much love to the fam. All right. Also, thank you, Bronze, for those 2 months of being a member of the fam. Much love, man. Listen, appreciate you. Yeah. What's up, Kathleen? How you doing, Queen? Appreciate you as well. Lori, much love to the Queens, man. You know, I always got to get the Queens some love, man. Much love to the Queens out there and the Kings, man. I can get the brothers out there some love too. So shout out to everybody, man. Appreciate y'all. And this, how you doing? Relax music and rain sounds. All right. That sounds pretty good. All right. Quaveda, shout out to you, fam. Appreciate you as well. So anyway, much love to, I see you, Molly. Maul, much love, fam. Appreciate you. All right. All right, Dougie. I don't know if I can say that, Big Dougie. All right, how about that, man? Much love to you, brother. I appreciate you being in the stream. All right, so anyway, fam, let's delve right into it, shall we? And y'all can feel free to ask questions, fam, throughout, and I'll see if I spotlight you if you have any questions or comments throughout the stream. Y'all kind of kick your feet back and kind of relax, man, because this is going to be a journey, man. It might be an hour and a half, at least an hour and a half stream. I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to get you out of here like church. And then you'd be mad at me because you missed the ball game after church. And the preacher like, man, listen, I'm trying to save y'all soul, man. Hell with that ball game, that type of stuff. Yeah, you get mad at the preacher. Listen, man, you only get mad because the preacher tell you, hey, listen, it's going to be a quick show. It's going to be a quick service into y'all. And I'm going to release y'all. And then, you know, go like 2 hours into it. That's the worst thing you could tell people. Just go ahead and do your sermon, brother. Just don't, you know, just do your thing, bro. Just save some souls, man. Don't worry about that. What's up, Brent? Shout out to you, man. Appreciate you. Shedrick, much love. Appreciate the fam being in this thing. You know, nah, fam, I ain't on the clock. Don't put me on the clock tonight. Nah, don't put me on the clock tonight. I ain't on the clock tonight. I'm a fail. Yeah, that's every preacher, right, Dougie? Yeah, well, listen, man. We're going to get y'all out of here. It's a quick service. We know it's Easter. Listen. It's the Sunday before Easter Sunday. We're going to try to get y'all in and get y'all out of here. We know we got something going on here. So, listen, I know y'all got the ball game at home, but listen, we'll do some quick service, and then we'll be out there. And then he gets the running off, and then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost gets a hold of the preacher, and then he does a three-hour sermon, which was supposed to be an hour sermon. That happens, man. So, y'all, each one of y'all been through that, man. Y'all knowing y'all sit up here saying, man, I thought he was going. Why? You see, you missing the message because you're upset because he told you it's going to be a quick sermon and it's 3 hours later. So, you know, don't do that, preacher. Just preach your stuff, man. And whatever time the good Lord give you to get, then get it and get out of there. You see what I'm saying? All right, so yeah, right, yeah, you get there, and then you find he trying to save some souls. That's what he trying to do. All right, thank you, Ball. I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, checking it and everything. You looking at your watch and stuff, y'all. And I know the instance sometimes the minister see y'all face kind of looking and peering in people's eyes and stuff. And it just that's how I go, man. That's just how I go. All right, yeah, you missed the word because you mad. That's how I go. But anyway, fam, let me jump right off into it. So anyway, a few things happened, man. Let's touch on this, man. The salary cap is much higher than anticipated. That's why it's big news for the Saints. And that, of course, we know that, family, because the NFL made a lot of money this past season with all of the TV contracts, all of the gambling revenue. It's made more money than it's ever had before. It broke a lot of records across the board. These guys got even more richer in terms of the ownership, because, you know, of course, it's not no cap on the owners, it's just no cap on the players. But the owners can make as much money as they want to make, and they banked out huge in this past season, and even had one of the most watched events in television history. This last Super Bowl was astronomical in terms of viewership, and they just banked out major league this year, the NFL. So, of course, NFL revealed Friday that the salary cap would jump to $255.4 per team, an unprecedented $30 million increase that greatly benefits the Saints as they navigate the annual gymnastics. Shout out to Nola With the Scoop previous estimations for the next season salary will be around 242, which meant the Saints would have cleared more than $80 million to become cap compliant by the start of free agency. But with the figure higher than expected, the Saints will not only have less to clear, but also potentially more room to work as they pursue upgrades to the roster. So at some point, we realized that you would eventually, now we was dealing with the C-19 stuff, that kind of cleared the way. And of course, we knew at some point, and this was forecasted several years ago before all of the contracts came due and were signed, that they knew that would eventually be a major jump in terms of salary cap. But a lot of stuff we're going to go over as well. All right. Shout out to you, Brent Lightcar, and DA wanted to praise the Falcons. Come on, man. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate you for that, my friend.
I want to say thank you very much.
All right, shout out to the fam, man. I don't think y'all heard that one right. Let me do it.
I want to say thank you very much. Picking me up and bringing me back to this world.
All right, so shout out to you. Thank you, Brent, for that super chat. Yeah, man, listen, bro, that and I'm going to bounce back on that, man, and talk about that. But, yeah, this is something I'm going to remember going into the season because, listen, I don't get fooled by all of the smoke and mirrors. Because every year the Saints turn it up and they sign people here, they sign people there, and they do a good job in the offseason accruing talent. The problem is taking it from, and I often say this, it seems like it's traditional every offseason that the New Orleans Saints head coach under, you know, the staff under Dennis Allen has difficulty translating from the offseason to the on season. Like all these assets, all these players, all of this stuff that we add, they have difficulty translating that into consistent success that ultimately will lead to us having a playoff berth. So you had going on 3 years of Dennis Allen as a head coach, and people say, "Well, we started 7-10, now we're 9-8. That means we're making progress." Well, listen, fam, all I can tell you is I don't care about none of that doorstep crap. That's not what we're looking at. The Saints are one of the oldest, if not the oldest team in the NFL right now. They have a window. They have to win, and they have to win right now. A lot of our top players are old guys. They're productive old guys, but they're old guys. And eventually, Father Time will start winning the battle against them. You got Cam, you got DeMario, you got Tyrann Mathieu and others. A lot of these guys are getting up there. And for you to really maximize the window of having some of those older guys on top of the team, you have to take advantage of that. And they failed at doing that. So, I mean, they done just totally wasted away a lot of these, the last couple of years with ineptitude and mismanagement. So I'm not going to turn on the hopium fountain right now, but it's results time. We need to see some results from the Saints to make this pop. So anyway, shout out to y'all, man. Let's get back into the article. Previous estimates for next season's salary cap were 242, which meant the Saints would have cleared more than $80 million by the start of free agency. But the figure higher than expected, the Saints will not only have to less to clear, but potentially more room to work as they pursue upgrades to the roster. Now, the NFL said that each team also will have an additional $74 million for player benefits, including performance-based pay and benefits for retired players. The unprecedented jump, quote, was the result of full repayment of all amounts advanced by clubs and deferred by players during the C-19 stuff, which means some of the extra money that they had that, you know, from the, I guess, which from the, from, I ain't gonna say the lack of what happened with the C-19 stuff, the money they couldn't make because of the attendance and all this kind of stuff, they lost some money. And you never really lost. They kind of claimed that money. But then a lot of the money that was supposed to be deferred to those things are now being moved to that because of the overage. So anyway, the 21 season, the NFL signed an 11-year, $113 billion with a B, media rights deal, ridiculous, and 5 networks that started to take place in 23. Now, the increase will mean New Orleans not only is the only market north of $40 million left to be cleared by the start of the league's new year, which begins on March the 13th. The Saints have already taken several steps to clear space over the few months by restructuring the contracts of Laddie Daddy, Jameis Winston, Eric McCoy, and Derek Carr. And we're going to cover some of those stories today. NFL's announcement came hours after a report emerged that the Saints restructured Carr's contract, a move that will alone save $23 million by converting all but the league minimum $1.2 million of Carr's $30 million salary into a bonus. It's the same thing they do every year, by the way. Same thing they do every year when they convert that into a signing bonus for what they do. And then a lot of the stuff they just kicking into the future. And really, this is a technique because this is a bit of a same thing that Mickey does. It was a process in which he said last year that he would stop doing.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And stop doing the kick the can philosophy and focus on working the team back to the black, which means moving his accounting back to the middle of the table as opposed to kicking the can. But all he knows is kicking of the can. We don't, as an organization, under him, he don't know nothing but kick the can because he believes every season will be a we'll bank out. We'll do what we're supposed to do. I don't know if you're supposed to be kicking the can for a team that is not really, you know, at some point something's got to shake. So, I mean, here we go again. Right. But anyway, by restructuring the four contracts, according to Over the Cap, the Saints have created a total of $37.5 million in space. When restructuring contracts, the Saints are effectively pushing money into the future to clear up room for the present, kicking the can down the road. And this should be something that you guys hear all the time because this is what your United States government does. It doesn't take responsibility for what it's doing. It'll just simply, the people that's there know what's going on. They know how bad it is. And instead of dealing with it themselves, they'll just kick it down the can to the next people to deal with. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on until there's no more can to kick. And eventually the bill got to come due. So anyway, when the restructuring contracts, the Saints are effectively pushing the money into the future. This strategy was done for years, first to capitalize on former quarterback Drew Brees' remaining seasons, and now to keep their core intact. And this is one of the things we talked about, the vision and the plan, because I'm one of several of the great Saint Think Tank historians, the professor, Uncle Paulie, and several others that do keep account of how the Saints operated over years. So when we talk about these items or we make mention of this stuff, we always have, a present and future and a past take in it. You know, as opposed to just telling you about what's going on now, because it makes it all interesting when you can get that expanded view with all of that extra information in it, all of that knowledge and that information in it. And basically what my mind tells me, what we saying is, well, I'm talking when I hear all of this stuff, because I've covered this for a long time. And I'm telling you that when I mentioned the Saints supposed to be a lot further along and why they're not there is because of two things. It's mismanagement and non-accountability. That is the two biggest problems the New Orleans Saints organization have. And the non-accountability aspect goes all the way up until some of the higher rungs of the organization, all the way up to some of the top rungs of the organization when certain people are not being held into that accountability model. And when you have a guy that believes in kicking the can down the road and banking on things, and it has worked for him for a while, and continue to do it even though you don't have the same head coach that you had then, a guy that you could kind of trust a little bit to kind of work with that. But even under Sean Payton, that was that non-accountability thing, because when Tom Benson died and transitioned out of his world and closed his eyes, a lot of these guys lost their damn mind. They really did, and start tripping and just doing this kind of stuff, you know, and I really don't like it. But at the end of the day, I can't do nothing about it but speak on it. You know, I've just got to tell you the truth and keep it real. But the Drew Brees thing rubs me the wrong way, because they should have knew when it was time to pull the trigger on Drew, meaning to say hasta la vista, baby. They could have let Drew Brees go a long time ago, and had they made the right decision to bring a guy here, things would have changed insofar as we could have had this all could have been different. We couldn't have been suffering with a Derek Carr or a Dennis Allen here. I mean, I think things would be different. But anyway, let's go into it. With the salary cap higher than anticipated, the Saints may have to touch as many players' contracts. They don't have to touch as many contracts this offseason as previously thought, but they can restructure the same amount of deals they originally planned. And enjoy the extra space provided. In the past years, the Saints have restructured deals in part to be aggressive in free agency. That's how they landed players like Carr for $150 million, Tyrann Mathieu for $28 million on 3 years. And at his season-ending news conference, General Manager Mickey Loomis said he anticipated the Saints conducting business as usual. That means kicking that damn can. I don't know that change is the right word. When asked whether the Saints will look to change their approach, we just have to be conscious of making up some ground in the next few years. And there are different ways to do that. Mickey Loomis said that in one, I think, the last press conference we covered. But remember, at the start of the season, he mentioned about working it back to the black. Put one in the chat if you remember him saying that. That's all a bunch of BS because he don't know how to work it back to the black. All he knows how to do is work it into the red and keep working it into the red until the red gets redder and redder and redder till the shit turn purple. I mean, that's all the man know how to do. He don't know how to work it to the black, fam. I don't remember there was a time when, maybe a long, long, long time ago, that he did that. But from my recent memory of his steps, all he knows how to do is work it into the red. I mean, he doesn't have, I just hadn't seen it. These moves can come a long-term ramifications. Saints want to release Carr after the 24th season. For example, they'll face a now steeper price to do that. Instead of the $27 million left in dead money on his original deal, Carr's restructured contract would carry $50 million charge if he cut prior to June 1st, 2025. So that means, baby, you know what that means, baby? You're going to have a brand new old-ass used car for at least another year or so. You're going to work them? You're going to get rid of them at a $50 million dead hit? I don't think so. Still for Carr specifically, the Saints still have a little flexibility should they want to move on. New Orleans brass could spread that charge over the following two seasons with a post-June 1st designation, a tactic that the front office has used over the last few years. Either way, the Saints have more moves to make to get ready for this year's free agency, but the path becomes a little easier Friday thanks to the unexpected cap spike. Indeed, Saints get blessed with a spike in the cap, which would... A normal team would say, hey, you know, let's just work with this and keep doing this, that, and third. But like I said, when you think about the mindset of the New Orleans Saints organization moving into the season with the coach, a very unpopular coach with the support base of the team, and the fact that you have a general manager that's thoroughly desperate and a coach that's desperate to try to get the team into the playoffs because he can't spend it too longer. His rope is run out. So you're going to see them operate with that spear. So they're going to go even more into the red to try to get the team on the right note. And like I said, getting Clint Kubiak here is not a bad move, but the whole situation is, remember, and I'm here to bring balance. You know, I'm not here to throw the universe into a state of darkness. I am not, you know, if you're my Star Wars, people know what I'm talking about. But listen, all I can tell you is that Kubiak, I like his style, for his mentality, but he's never done this before, right? He's a new coordinator doing this for the first time. He got some people he's worked with before. I don't know how Derek Carr will acquiesce to the system. I know that Sean Payton's system with Derek Carr took a very long time. It took all the way up to the last month of the season before we seen progress, any substantial progress from him. And if Clint Kubiak really wants to get the most mileage out of Carr, pun intended, then they would have to kind of work out these bad habits that he's developed over the last 10 plus years of being an NFL quarterback. You know, bad habits like only looking half of the field down, bad habits like staring wide receivers down and throwing the ball without reading the full field, seeing where those safeties are or looking off safeties or punt faking to the left and throwing to the right. You know, those little things that help you get a little further down the line. If he can do that, and if he's a stickler to detail, like a lot of the research I've done on him, he's got a serious eye for detail. If he can do that, we might see something here. But I don't. Is that the biggest thing to be concerned about in terms of Clint Kubiak's new system with the Saints offense? I think not. Maybe the biggest thing is the offensive line, finding the correct group of linemen to operate his scheme here, and how he wants to run the running game will be a very big thing. And I think that's more important, getting the running game going consistently, and then Carr on the back of the running game. He has a task. It's not exactly he's walking into a team. We have some people that are not going to be here that are moving on, and we have to find the right amount of player, the right people to be able to do that. So we're going to see. But anyway, the restructuring is done. Let's look at the, of course, this is the over the cap sum. As you can see, 42 with everything has done that the Saints have done with the restructurings that I currently mentioned. You can see they're currently in the red by $42 million, according to over the cap. So anyway, and this is some of the articles to speak about with the Saints restructuring Derek Carr's contract. We covered a little bit of that, and that was sourced from the tweet by Jeremy Fowler earlier today. With them, the contract for salary cap purses, they restructured it and will save $23 million in cap relief. Carr is due $30 million in base salary, so converting a portion into a signing bonus can provide immediate savings, and that's no secret on that. We also talk about the Cesar Ruiz contract restructure. They're looking at doing that. Another contract on the way for the Saints to work through. Cesar Ruiz, according to Jeremy Fowler, shout out to Bob on this one, Friday that the Saints plan to restructure the contract of offensive guard Cesar Ruiz, and you know, and we know how that all went with Cesar, who got his deal as well. So anyway, let's move on, family. Let's drop right into the league's or the NFL's primer, a pre-primer here. Shout out to Yahoo on this one, as this is sourced from that NFL offseason primer, league's worst cap situation and the challenges that come with it. The Saints 9-8 missed the playoffs last year, failing to clinch the team's first playoff berth in 2020. Didn't cost Dennis Allen his job, but he certainly felt the heat prompting some changes to his coaching staff. Offensive coordinator hiring of Clint Kubiak from the Niners, the passing game coordinator, and fire of Pete Carmichael, who ran up under Sean Payton's dress in Denver, as we indicated. Quarterback Derek Carr, an object for scorn for Saints family members, will be charged with leading the offense, which figures to be the primary focus for New Orleans upgrades. And he's the scorn of because the great Saint Thank Tank and the Who That Nation is because he underperformed. He underperformed and failed at his responsibilities. And it wasn't a good looking show even for most of the year, with the banter and the run-on sentences and all of the stuff and the excuses. And sometimes he got caught lying and stuff like that. We covered it all during the season here. That won't win you anything because we don't like that. We don't like BS artists. We don't like people who make excuses. We don't want to hear that. We just want to see results. That's all we, you know, you're getting the money. You want us to give you an excuse before you give the paper. You don't want to hear that, dude. You don't want to, well, we're not going to pay you because of it, you know, it rained yesterday and we don't, on rainy days, the bank is closed. You don't want to hear all that. You just, well, where my money at? So we won't see results. And that's what we didn't get. We didn't get the kind of results that we were expecting. And prepare to watch the Saints do some jujitsu routine against the salary cap. Is that what he calls it? The key free agents for the Saints. We know about Andrew Speed. Trey Turner didn't play much at all for the Saints. He got hurt right after the Saints signed him. Zach Bond's a guy you got to look out for. And Isaac Yiddum. No, the last two guys on the free agent charts, we don't know exactly what the Saints are going to do. They finally found a role for Zach Bond. Well, actually, they knew what to do with Zach Bond when they drafted him. They just didn't do it. And then eventually when they, on the back end of his, at the end of his rookie contract, they're like, you know, what the hell, let's try it. And it worked. But credit to the Saints that they, when they drafted him, and I remember playing interviews when Sean Payton drafted him, that was his intention to be a pass rusher for him, but then it changed where they wanted to turn him into a linebacker and it went south. But when they brought him back to what he was good at, he shined. Now, does he come back to the Saints? I'll let you guys answer that into the chat. whether or not you want Zach Bond back and what would be the proper price to bring him back. I'm feeling like he might head up to Wisconsin. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, we'll see. Isaac Yiddum performed well. Now, Isaac Yiddum was a guy, undrafted guy, who really stepped up. He changed and had a fantastic season for the Saints in the reserve capacity. He excelled big time. And one of the key things I used to talk about with Isaac Yiddum when I was scouting Isaac Yiddum was the fact that he had bad technique insofar as turning his head around to locate the ball. You know, he was seemed like he was just worried about getting beat. And usually when the cornerbacks have that kind of, they don't adjust and turn their head around to locate where the ball is to make a play on the ball. Isaac Yiddum played with a lot of confidence. So shout out to Joe Woods, because he really helped unlock Yiddum. And Yiddum played phenomenally in a reserve capacity. And even in some moments where he was having to step in for an injured starter, he made some really positive plays. So if the Saints bring him back, we'll see.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.